Or the mididle mimis, you take a bite into an apple. That's not so me to take it out again. Why do we say yes, take it out? Let's leave it inside the mouth, just push it to one side, and then say the bracha. The pasuk says, "Yemale piti losecha." So you're supposed to give tehillah, kaidot, to Kodesh Baruch Hu with a full mouth. So it's better to take the apple out of your mouth and then make the bracha, whereas rather having the apple inside, it's not called yemale piti losecha. You're not giving kaidot with a full mouth. You said, "What then? You're not supposed to be eating when you're making the bracha. You shouldn't have chewing gum in your mouth." Supposed to be a male pitil asecha, full mouth, she said her door. Boim name Rav Chisda. Misha ochal vishosa. Somebody ate and drank. Volei berich, he forgot to make a brocha rishoina. Mahu. Sheyachsev yivorach. Does he have any eitzah now after he drank the water or ate? Does he have an eitzah now to make a brocha rishoina after he already got finished eating it? That's the shayla. Omalahu. So, Rav Chisda answered back, "Mi she'ochal shum, somebody ate garlic, v'reichoi noidif, and it's smelling a lot from his mouth, is the yachsav yoichal shumachar? Should he go and eat more shum? Should he eat more garlic? Kidei she'reichoi noidif, could they'll have even more smelling come out of his mouth?" So the Poshup Shan Rav Chisda is, he's saying, what happened? Somebody started to eat without making a brocha. So he thought the shalor is, can he continue eating without making a brocha? So you answer back, Avada, no. Continue eating Avada, you have to stop and make a bracha. Because you did like one thing wrong, you put shum, you put garlic in your mouth and you got a bad smell. We'll let you do, you should do it again, take again garlic and it will have a bad smell in your mouth. Avada, no. Here also, if you took already one bite, there's no heta to take another bite. Kur, that's posh pshan of chizda. He didn't answer back real to the point. They asked him a question, if you ate, can you make a bracha now? So Kur's Teretz says that, from Mikan Labor, if you're going to continue eating, Avada, go make another bracha. Omer Ravina, so Ravina said from this, Hilkach, from your mashal or from your din, I even take it further. Afilu goma sudosoi yachsa bivorch. Ravina holds, I've observed this swear is, even if you finish eating and you're not eating anything more, still yachsa bivorch. You should go back and make a bracha over it. You should make a bracha. Even though you finished eating, you can still make a bracha rishonah. What's Ravina's raya? Titania. Toval, somebody went to the mikvah. The Ola, and after they came up from the mikvah, is Oima Baliyosai Baruch Hashem Kedishanu B'Mitzayisa B'Sivonu Ala Tefillah. They first make the bracha on the tefillah after they come up from the mikvah. So you see, after you did the mitzvah, it's possible to make a bracha. So here also, after you ate, it's still possible to make the bracha rishonah. So the Gemara V'Lohi, no, there's no tzushtel. It's not a good tzushtel to tefillah. Hosam by tefillah, the reason why we let you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah, because Mikora Gavra Lechazi. There are certain cases that before you go to the mikvah, you're not ready to make the bracha. We'll soon see, like Rashi learns, if it's a balkeri. A balkeri is also a divrei Torah, is also to make brachas a balkeri. So before he goes to the mikvah, he's not allowed to make the bracha. Therefore, first he has to go to the mikvah, and then he's first ready to make the bracha. So in this case, by tefillah, we let them make the bracha after they did the mitzvah. A b'hocha, ma'ashen came by shar mitzvahs, or else here, by birchas hanena. Where before you ate the apple, you were supposed to make the bracha mikora gavri chazi. Before you started to eat, you were gavri that was chazi to make the bracha. Here the svari is hayu v'yidchi. Since you missed it, you did not make the bracha rishonah before you started to eat, is yidchi. Then you can't make the bracha anymore. There's no more eitzah now to make the bracha, and that's what we hold l'alocha. Now once you already ate it, and you're not going to eat anything more, a bracha rishonah you can't make. A bracha achron you could make if you drank a revius. Or you ate a kezayis of the food, then you can make a bracha achreina. But a bracha rishoina is only before you ate. Once you're finished eating, you can't make the bracha rishoina anymore. So Rashi says, Yachso v'yoichol shum achar, kidei sheyasriach yoiser. Is that a svar? You should take more garlic to make yourself smell more klema. Yoisef al sichonai. So we have the gist in Rashi, v'yasa bracha levatola. And Rabbi Zoh, you'll be making a bracha levatola. So Masho says, in the Goyin, it doesn't belong here in this part of Rashi. And the Mashal learns Pshan Rashi is, like we said, that he meant to say, if you're in the middle of eating, and in the beginning of the eating you forgot to make a bracha. So there's no het to continue eating without making a bracha. Since you did one thing wrong, you should do something more wrong. That was what Chizder answered. And Ravina answered back even further. Ravina said that even though you finished eating, still you can make a bracha rishayna. Rashi, Mishachal b'shosav le'berich lifneihem, koya brichas amaytzi brichas hayayin. is mal shiyas le'achar achilu b'shniya. Hilkach, kivon de'im nisker b'yemtza. Yochel v'orech, this is what Rav Chisda said more than Rav Chisda. You, Rav Chisda, said that if you remind yourself in the middle of eating, stop then and make a bracha for what you're going to eat. Zok Rav Chisda, hilkach, kivon de'im nisker b'yemtza. Since if you remember in the middle, yochel v'orech, even in the case where you finished eating everything, still you could continue in making the bracha. And what was his rai? His rai was from tefillah. Ala tefillah, alma afagal de toval heavy bracha. Even though you already went to the mikvah and you're coming up now after the mitzvah, still you can make a bracha. That was Ravina Sushta, who did my bracha sanena. Even though you already ate the food, you had that no, you can still make a bracha. The Gemara Hossa Mikore Loichazi. They over there before he wasn't Roy. The Roy of Tfilois Mishram carry him. That's Rashi's Pshad. Roy of Tfilois says the men go and they're about carry. Or about Korean Asurim and Brachas. Like we had the Gemara before, Shem Divrei Torah. Kedamina Perik Misham Esu. That Mikronis Ezra. Or about carry is not allowed to say Brachas, not allowed to say Divrei Torah. Vidoch Mikore Lavichoi. So since Pshas he went to the Mikvi, he wasn't Roy to make the Brachon, that's not called the Vichoi. Later when he comes right to make the bracha, we let him make the bracha. Aval hai, over here by the bracha sanene, mikori chazi. Before you started teeth, you should have made the bracha. V'chivon the gamrinon, since you finished, itchi. V'hoyovi itchi itchi. Since you missed it, you can't make up for it. You can't make a bracha rishayna after you finished eating. That's where we hold aloha. Right. Tana rabbonin. Asparagus. This type of a drink, we'll soon see it has either wine inside or type of beer inside. This type of a drink is yof for the lev, it's good for the heart, for table at nine, good for the eyes. For choshchan of name nine, avad is good for the digestive system. It's good. For rogel boy, yof for the chogufin. If you have a lot of it, it's good for chogufin. Ba mishtakri emenu, but if you drink too much and become shikur, then kosh le chogufin. It's too much of it is no good. So drashi, asparagus, kais. Some type of a drink they had every morning. They used to eat drink at the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. It was good for refuah. So the Gemara, me diktoni yof lelev. Since we say it's something that's good for the lev, michlal devecham raskinen. So Raya was talking about wine, because wine is something that's good for the lev. Uketoni vecholshchen of neimayin, and it says it's also good for the kishkes, for the inside. For the Gemara of Atanya Kashkinis, we learned about asparagus, Atanya Lalayit Yofa. For these Simonim, Musun Sin Rashi, Lamed Ayin Tes, it's good, and Laramat Kosher. But for Reish Mem Tes, it's bad. Shirashi. The Becham Raskinan. The Yarmina Lakamon, the Shemaita, and asparagus, Lalayit Yofa. That for these things is good. The Yokiminon, the Shol Yain. If you have Yain and this drink, then it's good. The Simulat, what is this? Lave. Is this drink with the yain inside is good for the heart, ayin is good for the eyes, and chil is good for the milk. The chol shchen of neimayin, a kushihi, klema, v'decham reketoni, v'chol shchen of neimayin. For a tanya lekamon ramat kosher spargus shayayin, v'simmer ramat rosh mayim tachtonius. Hey, so for the mayin, for the digestive system, you see it's no good, this asparagus. So it's a kasha. If you say now you have yain inside it, look where with the yain, we say it's kosher. Shh. We say it's kosher, the light, we say. So if it's kosher, so it's stira. How can we say it's good? Here we say it's no good. And the Gemara, ki tanya hi, v'miyushin. There are two different types of wines you can put in it. Either you can put old wine in, or you put new wine in it. Rashi, ki tanya hi, diktoni v'cholshchan abnei mayim. That we said this asparagus is good for the digestive system, that's not regular wine, of a v'miyayin miyushin. If you have old wine in it, then it's good. Yayin mishalishtaked, regular yayin means it's 1 year old. Miyushin shalishon means it's 3 years old wine, that's special wine, and that's good for the bnei mayin. Hestem yayin is no good for the bnei mayin. When it says the bride, so it's good, that's yayin miyushin. Kiditnan, like we learned, kainim yayin shani toyim. Someone that makes an itzin neder, he won't be toyim yayin. If you're making issa neder not to drink yayin, if you make an issa, you won't be trained anything. Shayayin kosher of neimayin, because yayin is no good for the neimayin. Is omrulor, they tell him back, yohu, you should know, you're answering upon yourself not to drink yain b'nedeh, because you hold yain is no good for the heart. But we're telling you, yain miyushin is good. If you have old wine, that's good for the heart. It's good for the bnei mayin, it's good for. So v'shosik, and the person keeps quiet, so we say also b'chodesh, he's also to drink new wine, or muta b'miyushin, he's muta to drink old wine. Shema amina. There you see, chloraya, old wine is good for the bnei mayin. But that's this right. The person asks themselves, "Kainim yain shani toim." The guy made a neder not to drink wine. He shehoi kosht of neimayin, because he thought it was bad for the neimayin. And we told him, "No, you should know miyushin is good for the neimayin." So as he was shostak, he kept quiet. Plus, he was masking to you, so he's mutter leyayin yoshin. So Ryan, this yain is mutter. Rashi, "Kainim yain shani toim kehegdish yofer la yain shani toim." Somebody made like an Issa Hegdish. You're saying this yain should be yosef to me, is, and the reason why, because he thought it was bad for bnei mayin. So we tell you back that yain miyushin is good. You're mutter to drink yain miyushin. By the Tana Rabbonin, shisha devarim nemru biaspargus. This type of drink, they said three things about it. Ein shoysen noisoy elikishu chai. You should only drink it when it's with raw wine. Drashi elichai yain chai shein amozik. It means strong wine when you didn't add water into the yain yet. Umoli, make sure the case is full. Mikabla b'yamin, you should mikabla this cuss with your right hand. V'shoseya b'smel, the shash you drink it, only drink it with your left hand. V'yein mashichin achrof, and don't talk afterwards. Or v'yein mavsikin boy, and you shouldn't be masik, strashi. A mavsikin boy means elishoyse b'vatachet. Don't drink it in two shots, drink it in one shot. B'vatachet, you have to drink no thing. V'yein mavsikin boy, v'yein mavzira noisoy, and don't return it. Only to the same waiter that gave it to you, that's the one you handed back to. It's all these lochas about the asparagus. The roik achrev and spit afterwards. That means the juice that's in your mouth, that's liver, make sure you spit it out. Afterwards, only eat something with the same min. Don't eat anything right after it, only bimino. The same type of a min that's in, the same type of ingredients that's inside it. The first thing you should after it is pas. So you see, not minoy, even pas is mutam. Lekasha. If this asparagus is made with wine, satrashi is michos pas. If you have wine, then it's good right after to eat pas. But the shikra, if it's made with beer, then smichososai beminoy, then you should use the minoy. What does that mean? If it's made from figs, saimchai betainim, eat figs. If the beer is made from dates, then eat tomorrow afterwards. So from beer, you're supposed to eat the same type of food afterwards, but if it's made with wine, then you take only bread. Bread is good. Tony Choda, one writer said about this drink of asparagus, lelayit yofa. It's good, like we had before, to the leiv, and to the naim, and to the tchoyl. Leramat, that's to the bnei mayin, is kosher, it's no good. Vatani idof leramat yofa, fakert, for the bnei mayin, from the digestive system, it is good. Lelayit kosher, it's no good for leiv and nine and the tchil. Lekasher, v'obed echamra, v'obed echichra. One's made out of wine, then it's good for the leiv, and one's made with shichra, then it's good for the b'nei mayim. Toni chodo, reik achra of leike. If after you drink it, you spit out the saliva, leike, you're no good. Trashi b'chel, you get sick. But tan yidach, another brayta says, loy reik achra, if you don't spit afterwards, is leike. Like that, you're supposed to spit. If you don't spit out the saliva, then you'll be like that. More like kasha. Hoba the chamra, hoba the shichra. Trashi ba the chamra lo yorit. If it's made with wine, then it's better. Don't spit out the saliva. If the shichra is made with beer, im le rok. If you don't spit out, mayim haboyim bepiv achrav loike. If you don't spit out the saliva that comes after this drink, then you'll be like that. Omer Rav Ashi, hashtu the yamrit. Lo yorit achrav loike. Now that you told me that if I don't spit out, it's I'll be like Nizrokin Afim Bufne Amelech. You should know any time your lattice is supposed to spit it out. Maimav Nizrokin Afim Bufne Amelech. The maimav, if you have the saliva in your mouth, your lattice spit it out even though you're in front of a melech. As you about to say, Sakon, if you don't spit it out, so even Bufne Amelech, there's a hetis like Kuach Nefesh. So Asha Afim Bufne Amelech. Yorak yayistakin. You have had to spit it out and not to drink it. But some we don't have this as much as these type of drinks. On Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Elisha, Shloisha Dvorim Fachli Suriel Sarhaponim. Hey, the big Malach of Suriel told me three things. Trashi Suriel, Malach Choshiv, Love of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. There's a special Malach that's in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll soon see Rashi at the end later brings down Rabbi Yishmael was Olam Rekiah Ayudei Shein, the Braisa, the Maisa Makovu. The Gemara about that Rabbi Yishmael with the Shein of Hashem made some type of a rocket and he went up to Shemayim. So when he's up in the Shemayim, that's when this Gemara happened, he spoke to Suriel Sarhapon, he spoke to his Malach. And he told him three things. Al Tito Chalukha Bishachris Miyad Hashamsh. If you have a Shamish, somebody waiting on you, don't let him give you clothing in the morning. You take the clothing yourself. Rashi Al Tito Chalukha Shachris Miyad Hashamsh. Ela'ata Biyat Mechotaleyu Mimokim Shusham Betal Bishenu. As you get yourself dressed in the morning, don't let a shamish come and bring your suit that's hanging in the closet. He should bring it to you. The morning, that's, it's bad for the mazikim. And this has nothing to do with my about negovasa. Is even if the shamish washed negovasa, still you're not supposed to let him bring the suit to you. It's bad for the mazikim. The altitel yodecho mimish loynota yode. Don't let somebody wash your hands negovasa if the person that's pouring the water didn't wash negovasa. The altachse kais asparagus elalami shenosn lecho. We had before that when you have this drink of asparagus, only return it to the same waiter that gave it to you. Because there's a lot of shadim on these three things. So if you're not nizu with these three things, the shadim will come and be mad at you. The yam law is talgidis shel malchei chavola. Trashi is talgidis means shame chaburis malchei chavola. There are a lot of different malchei chavola about these three things, so you should watch out for them. They're what mitzapin leil yodim. They're waiting to catch you. V'yomrim emasai yavai odom lidei echad midvar malolu v'yukud. As one will people do one of these three things to let the shamish give you the clothing, or to wash your hands from somebody that didn't wash negovasa yet, or from drinking this asparagus and giving back to somebody else, they'll come and be mazik you. Trash emasai yavai odom liyodai echad midvar malolu v'yukud. Trash of Yishmael olalu rikia. He went up to Shemayim Ayidei Shem. With the Shem HaMeforish, he went up to Shemayim. Got a b'raisa the Maisa Makoda. Right, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Shloisha Dvorim Sachli Malach HaMovis. He once spoke to Malach HaMovis. He told him three things. Al Kito Chalukha Shachris Miyad HaShamsh. He also told him his memory. It's also bad for the Mazikim. If you let HaShamsh give you your clothing in the morning. The Talmish. The Al Kito Yodcha Mimishka Noto Yodah. And don't wash negavasa from somebody that didn't wash yet. The altamid lefnei hanoshim, and don't stand in front of women. The shosh chayzeris min ames. The zman they're coming back from a levaya, but also coming back from the beis hakvoris. Don't stand in front of them when the women are coming back. Lefnei shani merake, because the malach hamovus is dancing by them. Ovol lefneihim, and I'm coming in front of these women right now. The charbi biyodi, and I have my knife in hand, my sword in my hand. Yeshti Rishus Lechavel, and I have Rishus to hurt people. Vipoga, so tomorrow Vipoga, let's say you do meet up with this Isha when she's coming back from Levaya, my Takante, what's the Yetzam? Is Linshuf Miduchta Abrahamis. Jump from your spot, move 4 hours away. Vika Nahori, if there's a river there, Lavri, jump or go over the river. Vika Daka Achrin, if there's another Derech, Lezabor, go the other way. Now, this is some people have the meaning when you go to Levaya and you're Malava the Maze, a few blocks. When you walk back, they walk back a different street from the street they went. Al this Gemara. Because we're choshe that maybe you'll meet up with an Isha on the way coming back. And the Malach HaMovis is there. So the answer is go to Dark Achrina, go with a different road. Then it won't hurt if you meet up with an Isha. It's only a concern if you meet up with Isha, the same derech she went for the with Leviath Aleith, that when she's walking back, there could be there'll be a magic there. But a different derech is alright. Also, Agav is not halacha. The Mechaber brings down something about knowing that they don't let the Noshim go to the Beis HaKvoros. Pishasta make the Levaya. Pishasta bury the Mace, don't let Nisha go to the Beis HaKvoros. And the Zoya says the Pishat is because when they come back to the Beis HaKvoros, they're going to bring Ra, bear things to the world. So it could be a Hezbollah at this Gemara. That the Malach HaMovis is with her. So she's bringing back the Malach HaMovis. And the Mashor says, what's that to say the Malach HaMovis collects seed to the Isha? Because Chava, she was the first one that brought Nisha on the world. So whenever there is a mace, like the Malach HaMovis had a shlita over somebody, the Malach HaMovis chaps it to the Noshim, because they brought the Malach HaMovis here in the world. So Mela, when Isha goes to Beis HaKvoros, when she comes back, she brings back the Malach HaMovis with her. That's why as a minig, some people are naive, they don't let the Noshim go to the basic forest with Shasta bearing the mace. And later, not with Shasta mace, it's okay. Because then they don't have the Resicha of the Malach HaMavis. But with Shasta, the mace is here, with Shasta was a Misa, you shouldn't let the Noshim go there. Here the Masa, V'yika Daka Achrina Lezel. If you have another derech, go a different derech. V'yika Guda, if there's a fence there, Leka Achura, jump over the fence, go on the other side. V'loi, if there's no Eitzah, and Mamish, you see the Isha coming back from Levaya, it leheder apay, so turn your head away at least. V'leiman, say the Pasuk, V'yomer Hashem el Asot, and Yigo Hashem Becho, Adachalfi Minei, until the Noshim go away from you. Rashi Right. There are 10 things that are said in the Kri Kosha Brocha. The what? Toyin Hadocha. You're supposed to wash out the kais. Okay, before you use it for benching, wash out the kais on the outside. Ushtifa, wash it out on the inside. Chai. Well, soon see what that means. There should be, the wine should be chai, should be strong wine. Or else chai means the kais should be shalom, a full kais, not cracks in the kais. Or mole, it should be filled to the top. Iter, it should be a lot of kaises, we'll soon see. The iter, wash the person himself, he should put his hat on before he benches. Noitlo bishtei yodet, you should makabel the kais with two hands. V'noista bimin, then you put the kais in your right hand. U'magviya min akaka tefach, and you pick it up off the kaka tefach. So in the times of the Gemara, they were lying down, but it's off the kaka. As man has said, they were by a table, it should be picked up off the table, a tefach. V'noisen ein of boy, you're supposed to put your eyes looking into the wine, into the kais. We'll see what that means. V'yesh oimim, some say, ach mishagra b'maton liyanshe besoy, that after you guys finished benching, after you made a bar piagofin, you're supposed to send this kais to your wife. Lanshe besoy. Rashi kais shabroch, Rashi bricha samozin. Hadoch l'shtifo kulu l'forish l'biyozol. Minakarka, imagabe karka hesiv. If you're lying on the karka, imagabe shulchan, avim in a shulchan. If you're eating on a table, pick it up a tefach off the table. So matanach means derech dur and v'chashivas. Send it to your wife, but turn it to chashivas like a present. Le'anshe beisat rashi lishtan. Ikris is you send your wife the drink from the kosh of bracha. We'll soon see why. Amr Rav Yechon. Onu ein lanu el arbo ilvan. We only have four halachas about the kais shabricha samozin. Not like you said 10, we only have 4. Hadoch or shtifa, you're supposed to make sure it's washed out nicely, inside and outside. Chai, trashi chai shvashe shemoizgoi v'mayim li'achash nosna b'kais chai. Means first pour the wine into the kais, strong wine, and then add the water. Avol avorach alov, when it comes to make the bracha, chai, parmina b'mastis name avorachim. But to say you leave it that way, to make the bracha on strong wine, that the Mishnah says no. We're supposed to only make the bracha on yain mazuk. If a Rashi learns that it says chayin, it means put strong wine into the kais first, and then add water into it. This man is there, we don't have this, because all our wine is not strong anymore. Halavai, I mean, if we add too much more water to the wine, it won't be yaitzer altogether. Hey, they add enough water into the wine already. Sign you don't have any yaitzer of adding water into it. Hadokha shtifa chai, Hadocha shtifo chai umole, and you should fill the kais to the top. So tomorrow now you mazel what the first brice, what are these 10 things? Tono hadocha bibifnim, supposed to wash out the kais inside. And if you use the kais for kiddush, and then you want to use the same kais again for benching, you're supposed to rinse it out. Wash out the inside first. Ushtifo machutz, wash the kais down the outside. There's also chshiva, since you can do mitzvah with this kais, it's a chshiva to it. I tell you, said, "Washtifim v'achutz v'dachim yofnim." Tirish re dafke shein hakais yofka. The kais is not so nice. I mean, sheyesh preshiru kaisis. You have some wine left over from before. Avlemu yofke. If the kais is a new kais, a clean kais. V'laf ochi shapedami. The levin and elish shey kais abrach yofka. But there's no mitzvah v'dafke have to wash out the kais. It just means if you have a kais that you already used, so it's a little bit dirty, wash it out. If you take the new kais out of the closet, then it's all right. When you bench and the kais is filled up to the top, is noisla nachla v'loy mitzorim. We give you back like brochis v'loy mitzorim without a gvul. We give you nachla like Yerusha without any gvul to it. Shinemar omole birkas Hashem yom v'dorm Yerusha. Yav yaisi b'vichaninu oimer zoiche v'noicho shnei olam. Olam azeh v'olam abur. It's about you make this kais molei, the Eber should give you back also brochis of molei. Iter, what does it mean the kai should be iter? Is Rav Yehuda Matreya Batamidin. I mean, he had a lot of Tamidim, he had a lot of people there, Bishaz Birchas Amosim. Shashi Matreya Batamidim, Tamidim Sevev Mois like Yeshua Mabor. He had a lot of people around him. Rav Chizda Matalahu Benatli, Kaisis, Rashi. He gave out Kaisis to all the people around him. The other Pshat is that he let everybody have their own Kais. Benatli. Everybody had Kais. Omer Rav Chanan Uvechai should also be what the kaiser should be from strong wine. Omer Rav Sheshes Uvevirchas Oris Ito means first put in strong wine and let it stay there till you say the whole first Birchas Azon. Then when you start saying Noid Lechov, you start saying the beginning of Birchas Oris, then Ito, then put in water into the yayin. We'll soon see the reason why. It's like to show that the chshivas of the yain is because of Eretz Yisrael. So when you start saying the Birchas Oris, then you make the wine ready to drink. So he learns what b'chai means, first put in this strong wine into the kais, and then say Birchas Azon, and then when it comes to Birchas Oris, you put in more water. Well, Birchas Oris, it. Trash your Birchas Oris. Kesh Megillah, Birchas Oris, Moisef Aleh. Then you put more water into it. Well, some of us from Yitzhakasha, it's not called moly then. You said you're supposed to have a kais moly. Here, when you first say hazon, it's not moly. So they'll learn that moly means the rest of Birchas Amosim. At the beginning, hazon, you just have a little bit of strong wine. Then by Birchas Aretz, you put in the rest of the water to fill it up. We have Papa Ma'atif V'yosef. He learns Ma'atif means Rashi Batalisfe. He put like his jacket on, he put a talus on. We have Asi Poris Sudra Reshe. Rav Ashi put his hat on. That's what's brought down aloha, that if you're benching on the frat with the kais, then you need to bench with a hat on. Moitla b'shtayad, we're supposed to receive the kais with two hands. Omri v'chanina b'apop v'maikro, where's the posik? Su yidechem kodesh v'orchu es Hashem. Es yidechem loshen rabbi. V'nois noy liyamin, and then you put it in your right hand. Because alamo the chashu is your right hand. Omri v'chiyab rabbi, omri v'yechanin. Rishonim sho'alu. The Rishonim asked the kasha, what's the aloha is smoyl, ma'ashe tasayay liyamin. True, joint benching is supposed to hold it in your right hand. What about if it says smice the top to hold it in your right hand? Then you have your left hand to hold you up to the Messiah you. Omer Rav Ashi, Rishonim Iboilu, Rishonim Kleret for Shiloh. But La Yishitlu, when they didn't have any pizzas, they didn't know what to do. Of a Zoya, Na Nebu the Chumra. We should be Machmir. Trashya, Na Nebu the Chumra. So it's a Sayayu Smoil Yamin Bishat Brocha. Not to